Hey, Frugal Friends, this is Eric Sirianni, producer of this podcast, and I'm here to let you know that we have four bonus episodes that we'll be releasing over the next four Tuesdays starting today. But wait, there's more. These podcasts are actually videos that we recorded at FinCon 2019 in DC, and they're also available on YouTube by searching Frugal Friends FinCon 2019 or by clicking the link in the show notes. Where's that beat? Welcome to the Frugal Friends Podcast, where you'll learn to save money, embrace simplicity, and live a richer life. Here are your hosts, Jen and Jill.
Okay, cool.
Okay, nice.
Okay. Welcome to In Front of Two Mics with your Frugal Friends. I'm Jen.
I'm Jill.
And a big question that many people had in our Facebook group is, what were our biggest frugal fails?
Bum, bum, bum.
And we're going to answer that for you.
Yeah, Jen's going to answer it because I never fail, so.
Yeah, and I, have a lot of failures. So I think my biggest was an RV that we purchased. We had a really novel idea that we were going to, just like Jill and Eric, who never fail, we were going to get an RV and renovate it and then sell it for profit. And we got this like super great deal on a really large fifth wheel. But for our first project, it was, the reason it was a deal is because it was so large, nobody could house it. And it was so old, like RV parks wouldn't take it. So it was a great deal,
right?
But not ideal for reselling. So we didn't lose money on it, but it was a case where our frugality really did not serve us well in that purchase.
The thing is, so this is what I want to say about that. I'm not discounting what you're saying in your story, but you guys made it beautiful. You really did do a good job with it, and you did not lose money.
Right.
So, yeah, you're calling it a fail, but...
Yeah, it didn't meet the expectation
sure.
I had.
Yeah.
So that's why it was a failure, but still, we didn't lose money, so...
We learn from our failures, though.
Yes, we do.
What would you say you would do differently or that you've taken away from that experience?
We would have spent a little more money to get something newer that needed less work.
Yeah.
So that's where spending more money really would have served us well.
Yeah. And maybe start small.
Starting smaller.
Yeah.
Yeah. So maybe we didn't even have to spend more money. We just would have thought in, you know, maybe we haven't done this. So like maybe we should start small.
We did an episode on frugal flipping, which I think you talk about this story, and it's worth checking out because that is one of the tenets of just starting small, that if you think you want to do something, you think you're going to enjoy it, do that thing to the smallest degree possible to get your feet wet, to gain excitement, because I think you guys very, very well could flip RVs, but that experience seems to kind of taken the wind out of your sails.
Mm-hmm.
You might jump on the bandwagon again at some point with the lessons that you've learned, but motivation is waning at this point.
Yeah, I won't be. I am not good with my hands. Like, I'm good behind a computer.
You don't make things with your hands.
This is my, like, extent of making things with my hands, typing on a laptop.
Yeah.
So... How about you, Jill?
So, I do have frugal fails.
I knew it.
When I say I never fail. That's fully a joke. I'm sarcastic. You'll learn this about me. So, back when I was planning to get married, it was quick. We knew we wanted to get married. I wasn't concerned about what color the napkins were going to be. I just wanted to be married. And I wanted to make it short to also take away some of that decision fatigue. Like, I don't need all these choices in front of me. We're just going to do it.
Mm-hmm.
However, the dress, turns out, was important to me. I realized that later. So here's what happened. I was searching online. I was never one of those people who planned my wedding since I was a little girl. I didn't want to think about it until it was a reality. Mm-hmm. So I, for the first time, am looking up wedding dresses and learning what I like. And I find this amazing designer online. I'm not a designer person, but the dress that she made was fantastic. So then, of course, frugal me, or maybe cheap me back then, was like, all right, how do I find this dress or a similar dress like it? You know, so that designer and knockoffs or dresses like this that I can find at inexpensive places. Well, I happened to stumble upon this dressmaker in China who promised that they would be able to make this very dress to look very similar to what I see online for only $100, shipping included.
Steal.
And there were no red flags, right? I was just like, $100. I'm going to do it. How bad could it be? At worst, I'm sure I can work with it.
Yeah.
Of course, people were like, you're probably not going to like it. But I said, no, at the end of the day, though, I will have only spent $100. So if it doesn't work, then I'm not out that much. Mm-hmm. And I'll wear my sister's wedding dress. Hers, I had tried it on. It fit. I didn't love it, but that was my backup plan. I said, no. I know that I'll be fine wearing my sister's dress, so try this thing out for $100. The thing comes in the mail. It comes in a package. Oh, this is the nice thing about video. On podcasts, you can't do this. Package literally like this big. And I was in college at the time. My mom calls me up. She's like, I think your dress is here. I'm not sure. And I was like, open it. And I didn't have a smartphone. I couldn't get pictures sent to me. You know, we're not, like, there was no video call.
It's a long time
I'm
ago.
I'm not that ancient, but technology has advanced a lot. So she pulls it out, and all I hear her say is just, okay, yeah, well, maybe. Anyhow, long story short, it looked nothing like anything like the picture online. And that's when reality set in that I actually don't want to wear my sister's wedding dress. I thought that it would be fine, but I realized I had put all my hopes in this $100 dress from China. That didn't work out. So then what ended up happening was I went to a dress shop and found a dress off the rack that I ended up paying $400 for, and that equal amount to get it altered because it was so last minute that I couldn't order my size with how quickly our wedding was happening. So it ended up being about an $800 dress. Thought I was being frugal. Still, in the grand scheme of things, I guess that's not a super expensive dress, but when I thought that I was going to be spending $100, waiting for that last minute just cost me a whole lot more.
Yeah. That's a
that's a fail. Yeah. That is 100% a fail. There's no way of slicing that one different. Just don't trust $100 dresses online from China to be your wedding dress.
When they promise they can make it exactly like the multi-$1,000 dress
for
$100 plus shipping.
It's a lie. It's a scam. So. No.
Those are frugal fails.
Your frugal fails, and you can connect with us on our Facebook community group. We've got a super active following, and engage with us because we all fail.
We'd love to hear about it. Yeah, hang out with the Frugal Friends community on Facebook, and we'll see you there. That's been another episode of In Front of Two Mics.
In Front of Two Mics.
I'm glad we came up with that.
Frugal Friends is produced, edited, and mixed by Eric Sirianni.